Question is, who is going to live at 10 Downing Street? UK is trying to figure that out after last week's parliamentary elections. None of the parties got a majority of seats, so now a scramble is on. In the UK, people vote for members of parliament. Whichever party wins a majority of the seats in parliament gets to form the new government. And that party's leader usually becomes prime minister. Gordon Brown has held that job since 2007. He heads up the Labour Party. But they only got 29% of the vote in last Thursday's election. The Conservative Party, which is led by David Cameron, got 36%. Over the weekend, Brown and Cameron both met with Nick Clegg. He's in charge of the Liberal Democrat Party, which got 23% of the vote. Clegg could form a coalition, basically sort of team up with either the Labour Party or the Conservative Party, and then together form a majority. Well, we're staying in Europe. An ash cloud from a volcano is causing problems for airlines. And if that story sounds familiar, it's because it is. This is the same volcano and the same problem. It's in southern Iceland under a glacier. It's been erupting since last month. The problem is the ash that you were seeing right here. If this ash gets into a jet's engine, it can cause the engine to fail. Back in April, concerns about the ash shut down air travel across most of Europe for nearly a week. This weekend, several hundred more flights were canceled, and some officials closed airports in Italy, Spain, and Scotland.